summer afternoon, we sat and waited for the raindrops. We never noticed when the rain stopped. Fell in love, ooh. Fell in love, ooh. Time was passing by, the shadows fell. We never noticed when the rain stopped. The bitter patter of the raindrops. Fell in love. Nothing was said for an hour or more. What I can never forget, but I'm bummed up. On a cloudy summer afternoon, we sat and waited for the raindrops. We never noticed when the rain stopped. Fell in love, ooh. Fell in love, ooh. Fell in love.
Nice way to start the program. The Serendipity Singers and a song that was called Cloudy Sunny Afternoon from January 1964. There were a number of groups around of a similar type. There was the Serendipity Singers that we've just heard. There was the Cliff Adams Singers, Swingle Singers, if you remember then. And there was another group over in the States. I can't quite remember their name now. I'm having one of those moments. They did the song with the wheels coming off of their wagon. You remember them? Anyway, nice start to the program. Very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night, and it's all very laid back and relaxed here, of that I absolutely promise. It's just you, me, stack of records, and I've got a couple of interesting things in addition to that between now and 2 o'clock. Right now I need to make a call to see what time it is. Let me just give a go. Hold on, one and one more. Okay.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1947.
Garden in the rain, a bend the sun came out again and sent us happily on our way. Happily on our way. 'Twas just a garden in the rain.
Lou Prager's orchestra with Paul Rich doing the vocals, as recorded at the Hammersmith Palais de Danse in 1947, A Garden in the Rain. Haven't had much rain here in Danbury for a few days now, actually, but it's one of those places where when it does rain, it comes down lashing everything for about 10 minutes, and a bit of thunder and lightning, and then it passes away, which is rather nice. Let me tell you about some of the stuff we've got in the program for you this morning. Coming up at about 4 minutes time, it will be some songs from Bing Crosby in our Bing Sings segment. Then at the bottom of the hour, we will have Beagle's Big Three, and this week it's going to be My Choice, and it's Bert Camfort and his orchestra. Tell Me a Story this week is going to come from Sheila Hancock. 1 o'clock, we'll have a little bit of Posh with something that I don't think we've ever had on the program before, which when you think about it will be rather crazy, but I'll tell you about that in just under an hour's time. Doris Day, of course, about an hour and 10 minutes into the program, and half an hour before the end we'll have some comedy, and at the moment I got planned Arthur Askey and Spike Milligan, and I might add in a little bit more. We'll see how it goes. We're very fluid here. Things don't always run to time, and I don't tell you when things are going to start exactly on the time, because that involves things like adding ups and taking aways and intos and things like that, which I was never any good at school. And later on this week I'm going to be 67, and it's far too late for me to start now.
Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a thing ever change you. Stay as sweet as you are. Don't let a soul rearrange you. Don't ever lose all the charm you possess. Your loveliness, darling, the way you say yes. Stay as sweet as you are, discreet as you are. You're divine, dear. Stay as grand as you are. And as you are, tell me that you're mine, dear. Young and gay, or old and gray, near to me or afar, night and day I pray that you'll always stay as sweet as you are. Young gay are old and gray. Near to me are afar. Night and day I pray that you'll always stay as sweet as you are.
Gorgeous, that was Nat King Cole, of course, and stay as sweet as you are. All right, it's time for a couple of songs now from Bing Crosby. And to start it all I have to do is say the two magic words. If you're a regular listener, you know them. You can say them with me. Bing, sing.
We'll be so happy, we'll always sing, if we remember one little thing. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Who cares if hard luck may be ahead, an empty cupboard, a crust of bread. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Dreams may disappoint us, as they often do. Bring your tears to me, dear, I'll bring mine to you. Though hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart, same old way. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Dreams may disappoint us, as they often do. Bring your tears to me, dear, and I'll bring mine to you. Though hair so golden may turn to gray, I'll call you sweetheart, same old way. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night. Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm alone. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart. Jealous heart, why did I let you rule me when I knew the end would bring me pain? Now she's gone and found another. Oh, I'll never see my love again. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you. Oh, jealous heart. Every little breeze is sighing of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown, where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling, love is calling me home. I'm in heaven. When night is falling, love is calling me home.
Beautiful stuff. Three songs there from Bing Crosby. Started off with A Little Kiss Each Morning and A Little Kiss Each, of course, Each Night. Then we had Jealous Heart and then At Sundown. And that song featured Buddy Cole and his trio. And we'll have some more from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week. Time now to sort of go over to Holger's house. He says, hello, Roy. He says, the anniversary of D-Day is today. This is Holger sending me the email last week. He said, and it brought a change to a better world. And he said, it gave me an idea for a special recording. In the end of 1944, Glenn Miller made in the Abbey Row Studios in Westminster, at the heart of London's West End recordings, for the propaganda program, The Wehrmacht Hour, which was broadcast to Germany. Here is one of the recordings with German vocals. This piece is introduced by Glenn Miller himself and the German presenter Ilse Weinberger. Holger, he says, by the way, at the very end of his email, says, "What a blessing to be born after this dark period." Yeah, back at you, Holger, totally agree. So let me hand it over to Major Glenn Miller.
Ilse, this is Sergeant Johnny Desmond. I wish you'd tell the audience that he will sing in German our tune, Long Ago and Far Away.
With pleasure. Major Miller stellte mir soeben Feldwebel Desmond vor, der den nächsten amerikanischen Schlager mit deutschem Text singen wird. Und Sie hören Long Ago and Far Away. Lang ist es her und weit zurück.
Da träumte ich vom Glück und nun ward dieser Traum zur Wahrheit. Traurig ich ins Leben sah, was Wunder dann geschah und du warst da. Seither mein Herz ist weiß, in mir ist Jubel nun und Klarheit. Nur ein Blick, ich wusste im Nu, was ich ersehnte, warst du.
Stuff. That was Johnny Desmond singing with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, conducted by Glenn Miller, Long Ago and Far Away, supplied to us this week from Holger in his home over there in Germany. And Holger, thank you so much. I really did enjoy listening to that. And the whole D-Day thing last week, watching it on television, I think I spent most of the time actually crying when I watched all of the stuff going on and those soldiers returning back to the D-Day beaches that some of them had not been back to in 80 years. I mean, it was a very sobering day, as indeed it should be. And as a lot of people said when they interviewed the soldiers, perhaps we should spend more time remembering what happened and avoiding it in the future. Couldn't agree more. Holger, thank you so much. I really did enjoy that. And Holger will be with us around about the same time next week. Right now, it's time for Holger to go up the stairs to Bedfordshire, please, Holger. And I hope you have a good rest of the Wednesday when you wake up and start it for real.
A trinket, a locket to keep in my pocket.
Oh, give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me,
a picture to treasure or two for good measure,
some little something meaning love cannot die.
From 1950. Coming up in a couple of minutes' time, we will have Beagle's Big Three, and this week it's me. I've chosen some of my, three of my favourite Burt Camfort pieces, because I like Burt Camfort, always have, and he was always terribly jolly. But before all of that, I am an old Norman castle, well, according to Annette Mills.
I'm a stately home of England, and here I have to stand in a little pink suburb near the Odeon and the Grand. And every man who's lived with me in this country of the free has left a little something of his personality. I'm an old Norman castle with a ruined Tudor wing. 10 architects have had a hand in me. In the days of old Sir Roger, his wife took in a lodger who altered all my doors to fit his key. That awful man who ruined me in 1894 did things to my interior I hope he's sorry for. He gave me 15 little bastions and a Warsaw corridor. They've all had a hand in the castle. Norman castle with sandbags round my front on which ancestral ghosts all bark their shins. So many little heresies committed on my terraces This blackout hides a multitude of sins. I've been entertaining soldiers since the year 1063. But concrete in my passages is something new on me. And this monkeying with sandbags is a lot of ARP. They all want a hand in the castle. I'm an old Norman castle with a very queer inside. In such a mess, it simply isn't true. Sergeant in my basement, awful gun emplacements, for now I'm being used by GHQ. The general told his aide-de-camp to ask for volunteers, and when I heard the reason, I was full of hopes and fears. He wished to raise my drawbridge, which had not been used for years. They all want a hand in the castle. I'm an old Norman castle, and I put up with a lot of indignities not easy to forget. These very young platoons who blow up their balloons behind the board that says that I'm to let. They won't leave me alone, and they're putting more and more new sanitary arrangements on every single floor. I know the army backwards, as I never did before. They all had a hand in the castle.
That was Annette Mills, and I'm an old Norman castle. Bless her. She was the voice of somebody, wasn't she? I'm trying to... It wasn't a dog. I'm thinking a Spotty Dog, but I don't think that's correct. Muffin the Mule, there you go. I got there eventually. All right, time for Beagle's Big Three, and this morning it's my Big Three. So here's not one, but not two, but three from the great Burt Camford.
Thank you.
wrote that one, actually, Swinging Safari. He also wrote the first one that we heard, Treat for Trumpet, and didn't write the one in the middle, though, and that was Zambezi. But Beagle's Big Three this week came from the great Burt Camfort.
Part of the family, Angel Radio.
Now, coming up is a bit of a story from Sheila Hancock, who's one of my favourite artists and has been, I'm sure she wouldn't mind me saying, for a very long time now. She goes back for me all the way back to the rag trade and the early jazz dominants, on which she was actually very good, I seem to recall. She's talking here about life after John Thor, her husband, and why she did took some of the decisions and how it affected her life. I have to tell you, I should have edited this with some spaces. There's about four periods of silence of about 5 seconds. Should have edited those out, and I totally forgot to do it. Don't think it's all gone away. It'll just take about 4 seconds to start again. But here she is, Sheila Hancock, talking about just me.
It started from the fact that after John died, I spent quite a lot of time in my heart of hearts thinking he was going to come back. Because it's so unreal when somebody dies or disappears, or, you know, you're divorced or something and they've gone out of your life. I didn't believe it. And then I suddenly really did know that I was on my own. And I thought, well, come on, what am I going to do now? And I kept remembering a Quaker thing saying, live adventurously. So I pulled myself together and I got offered an article for the Daily Mail about travel, and I thought, what I'll do is I'll travel on my own and write about it. And that was the beginning of a series of journeys, both in my own head and physically, which I began to write down. Because I got thousands of letters from the previous book, The Two of Us, where people seemed to be touched by the fact that I was talking about grief and bereavement, I wanted to illustrate to those people that actually there's another stage that you can go to where life gets a lot better. And if I think that was right at the very back of my mind. It wasn't my motivation, because I wouldn't presume to tell people how to live their lives. But I hoped they might pick up on the fact that you actually can have a very, very good life on your own and when you get older. I'm not a very educated person. I left school when I was 15. I didn't go to university or anything like that. But I've always loved language. And in fact, I use poetry in this book, and I hope other people will appreciate the things that I love about the passages that I've chosen. And the difficulty of it was trying to write well as I can. You know, I'm not pretending to be a literary writer, but I just wanted to write as well as I possibly could. Whilst I was writing the book, or just before I started writing the book, I did a program called Who Do You Think You Are? And I discovered that I had German ancestors. And I was quite shocked with myself, because I realised that I didn't like that idea. And I suddenly examined it and I thought, I have spent my whole life with this terrible dislike of Germans. And I thought, why have I got that? And why am I racist towards this country? And I suddenly realised it was to do with my childhood, because I'm a wartime child and I lived through the war, and I was bombed and I was evacuated and all of those things. And I thought, I need to examine this. And for that reason also, I needed to go to Berlin, which was the first time I've ever been to Germany since the war, because it was something I didn't really want to do. And I was so glad I did, because it totally got rid of this rather nasty dark bit in my brain. But it also made me realise that I am a bit fearful in life, and possibly that stems from the early years of my life being a pretty scary time. And I think that I have that in common with an awful lot of people who live through the war. Well, what I enjoyed about writing it was doing the journeys, because it was a wonderful motivation to drive me away. You know, I went to Thailand, I went to Italy, I went to Venice, I went to my house in France, obviously, and Budapest and Berlin. And so I enjoyed the journeys. And I enjoyed being on my own. And that was the biggest lesson that I learned from writing the book, that actually you can have a wonderful time on your own and you can observe more and you can do more adventurous things if you've not got to worry about the kids and your husband and all those people who are grumbling with you. So that was a marvellous liberation. And it took me a long while to get there. When I started, I was very scared and didn't know what to do with myself. Going into restaurants and traveling and lifting my bag into the rack in aeroplanes and all that was a major, major hazard. Now, piece of cake.
Sheila Hancock talking about life after John Thor and the book Just Me, and I've read it and it really is very, very good. I do thoroughly recommend it. That's this week's Tell Me a Story, and Tell Me a Story is going to be taking a break for a little while. The next week at around about the same time we're going to be having a series called This Week Back Then, which is when we will take a look at some of the stuff that was happening in the same week but in history, but we'll take it with a slightly wacky view, not your usual this was and that was and it was their birthdays and so on, a few other little wacky bits in there, but that's next week. Talking about wacky bits, it's Frankie Howard.
Whoa, Billy, this is my record. Right, go. Now down in the meadow, in a little fishy pool, lives three little fishes and a mama fishy too. Now swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. Mm-mm-mm. Are you taking the mickey? So they swam and they swam right over the dam. There was George. Woo-woo, didn't that want me? There was Purse. Woo-woo, didn't that want me? And there was Cecil. Whoop-whoop, didn't that whoop. Oh, he was a snob. He was dying to get into an aquarium. So they swam and they swam right over the dam. All right, whoa! Don't start that again. Right. Now stop, said the mama fishy. You'll get lost, or I'll pay you. Ooh! I hope you won't get the impression I'm mad, because I'm not. But the three little fishes weren't going to be bossed. Come on, they said, let's go out on a spree. Oh, so they swam and they swam right down to the sea. George, woo-woo, didn't that want me? Purse, woo-woo, didn't that want me? So they swam and they... Wait a minute, we've lost Cecil. Cess, come on, boy, get up there. Whoop-whoop, didn't that want me? Well, there's no need to fly into a passion. So they swam and they swam right down to the sea.
Gosh, it's the little fishes, here's a lot of fun. We'll play around here until day is done.
This is ridiculous, isn't it? They swam and they swam and it was a lark. Till all of a sudden they saw a shark. Shark. Wow, did that one. What did that want? Wait a minute, I'm choking myself. Never mind. Oh, said the little fishes, here's a lot of whales. So quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Ah, that shook you, didn't it? You thought the needle had stuck. I'm a little tinker. And back to the pool in the meadow they swam. They swam and they swam back over the dam. George, whoop-whoop, didn't that one? Purse, whoop-whoop, didn't that one? Cecil. Oh, quick. Oh, quickly. Oh! Oh, no. Well, that was the end of the three little fishes, who ended their lives as whale meat dishes. And here's the moral. Never disobey your mam and swim over the dam, or you'll end up as ham, lamb, or jam. And now, scram!
Thank you, ma'am. Frankie Howard with Billy Tennant's orchestra and Three Little Fishes. I'm amazed that goes back to 1949. I would not have guessed at that. I remember it from being very popular on Children's Choice and Junior Choice way back when, but I would not have put that at 1949. Just goes to show you. And before that, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Sheila Hancock. Right now, it's time to hear from Alberta Hunter. Back in the 20s and 30s, and that was Long May We Love from 1934. You're listening to Angel Radio, Roy Beagley with you for another hour and 8 minutes, I think, so we've got plenty of time. This is Benny Hale.
Clear blue.
quite popular in London in the 20s and the 30s, best remembered probably for her roles in No No Nanette back in 1925 and Mr. Cinders in 1929. She was also, incidentally, in the film debut of somebody who we heard earlier, Frankie Howard, in his film Out of This World from 1950, the great Benny Hale.
Blue boy, that's what they call me, 'cause I'm so lonely since I lost you.
Coming to you from Havant in Hampshire in the United Kingdom. We're on 98.6 in Havant and Portsmouth and other myths in the area. And you can also hear us on various DAB multiplexes around the UK and, of course, on the internet around the world. And for details of those two, you can go to our website, angelradio.co.uk, and there you will get all of the latest information of how you can listen to us. We're exactly halfway through the programme. How did that happen? It's time now for a little bit of posh, and it's about 4.5 minutes, so it's sort of like on the verge of being not a little bit of posh, but it's something that we've never played before, which is amazing when you hear what it is. Jim Gibson's going to play it. You may know it under various different names. I know it as Brahms' Lullaby. Thank you. Well, that was Jim Gibson on the old Joanna there with Brahms' Lullaby, written by Brahms. Just thought I'd mention that. I know, showing off, right? Lots of, well, not lots of different names, but I know some people know that as the Cradle Song. And there's also, it has a song in German, a title in German, which I can't remember. Wilden Gott, something like that. Doesn't really matter. A little bit of posh this week from Brahms and Jim Gibson. And I hope that didn't put you all to sleep. I mean, if it did, well, here's Victor Sylvester. He'll wake you up. Sylvester from 1957. He had his silver strings with him, which is probably just as well because they sounded good. And The Way You Look Tonight. And that was, I said 1957. Same as me. I've got a birthday at the end of this week. I can't wait for it to be over, quite frankly. I don't want any more birthdays. I don't know about you, but I've definitely reached the age where more birthdays are not what I want. And they just seem to come quicker and quicker, which is even more amazing and very annoying. Don't really know why I mentioned that, but it must have been to do with 1957. Let's see, we have Doris Day coming up in 2.5 minutes' time. I could start it now, but that would be like a minute early. And people get upset when I start things early. They much prefer it when it's late. So here's Frankie Lane, and it says with Carl Fisher's band, and it's the Metro Polka.
I met her at the Metropole, a Metropole, a Metropole. soul. She couldn't waltz to save her soul, but oh, how she could polka. I asked her for a little kiss, a little kiss, a little kiss. Then I held her tight like this and danced the Metro Polka. I asked her then to marry me, to marry me, to marry me. I didn't think she'd carry me into the church around the corner. Now I've got a mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, seven kids to call me pa from doing the Metro Polka.
He met her at the Metro Pole, the Metro Pole, the Metro Pole.
She couldn't waltz to save a soul, but oh, how she could polka.
He asked her for a little kiss, a little kiss, a little kiss.
And then I held her tight like this and danced the Metro Polka.
He asked her then to marry him, to marry him, to marry him. He didn't think she'd carry him into the church around the corner.
Now I've got a mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, and seven kids to call me pa from doing the Metro Polka.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, Wonderful Angel Radio.
And now a little bit late, but better late than never, Doris Day.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. All my life I've waited for an angel, but no angel ever came in view. Then one happy day I found an angel. I'm so glad it turned out to be. I know that you're an angel, 'cause angels look like you. That is why my heart is singing a song. I'll string along with you. I know I found an angel the day that I found you. Ever since the day that you came along, I've sung my songs to you. There may be many things that two share we've never shared before. I'm grateful for the things we do share. I couldn't love them. Because you're such an angel, things can't seem wrong, it's true. Now that we are back together again, I know just what I'll do. I'll string a
from view.
that seem very quick to you? It seemed very quick to me. Three songs from Doris Day there. Started off with My Romance, and we then had I'll String Along With You, and then I Only Have Eyes For You. Day at night, this week and every week, around about 70 minutes into the hour. And Doris Day will be back same time next week. We've got comedy coming up in about 10 minutes' time. Arthur Askey and Richard Murdoch, definitely. Spike Milligan, definitely. And we may have a little bit more as well. We'll see. But before, there I go.
Not so smart again, but though it's unwise, I can't disguise my love. Though I know too much love may curb the fire, yet there I go, led astray by my desire. There's no golden rule to guide a fool in love. I tell my heart, be careful, or you'll find that you dream alone. I'm wise, it's true, what good does it do? My heart has a mind of its own. There I go, spilling all the dreams I knew, and there I go, thrillingly in love with you. Don't know if you care, darling, but there I go.
As though I had bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone.
That was Ella Fitzgerald and Like Someone in Love. And before that, we had There I Go from 1940, Will Bradley and his orchestra, featuring Ray McKinley and Jimmy Valentine. And very nice, I thought there. Let's see, where are we now? We are about 2.5 minutes away from comedy, so once again, I'm either going to get there very early or about a minute late. So let's do the minute late to take us above and beyond. Here's Frank Sinatra with Billy May, Waving the Stick.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and makes it summer, but summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace, that's Nancy with a laughing face. Have you ever heard mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say, hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. No one could ever replace Nancy with a laughing face. Have you ever heard mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. just hear her say hello. Keep Audrey Hepburn and keep Liz Taylor. Nancy's the feature, they're just the trailer. No angel could replace Nancy with a laughing face.
Sounds to me as if Nancy has got something to live up to there, if Audrey Hepburn and Elizabeth Taylor are the trailers. Good grief. Frank Sinatra there, Billy May waving the stick at the orchestra, and Nancy with the laughing face from 1963. Okay, it is comedy time now. We start off with Arthur Askey and Richard Murdoch, and then we're going to have Spike Milligan. And I have to mention with Spike Milligan that there may be some language or some situations that whilst they were perfectly acceptable when the piece were recorded, may be looked on rather differently now, but we will give it a go. But first, Arthur Askey and Richard Murdoch.
Here's the front door of the flat, Big. Got the key?
Yes, lift me up to the keyhole.
Ooh, stop it, I'm ticklish. Oh, don't lark about, Big. We must have an early night.
Funny, I can't open it, Dickie. You must have bolted it on the inside when we came out.
Oh, don't be a silly little man. Don't you remember? You have to surprise it.
Oh, yes. Don't look now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Ah, that's done it. In we go.
Cool, isn't it dark?
Got a match, Dickie?
What for?
Light the gas. No, you mustn't do that. Don't forget the blackout. You remember what the gentleman at the town hall said?
Oh, yes. He said we must make sure the windows are probably askew.
They're properly obscure.
Oh, well, I don't suppose it'll matter.
Come on, let's have a look for the window. Give me a hand. Mind how you go.
All right. Wouldn't it dark? Wonder if Mrs. Bagwash has put the table in the middle of the room.
Whoa!
She has. Oh, I've lost my cap.
You weren't wearing a cap.
I mean my kneecap.
Oh, come on, Big. We must get on with this. We must have an early night. Here's the window. How shall we obscure it?
Well, now, I've got an idea. Let's take turns. You go to bed while I breathe on it for 3 hours. Then I'll wake you up and I'll go to bed while you breathe on it for 3 hours. Then you go to bed
I don't think that's a good idea at all. The gentleman at the town hall distinctly said we must use black material. Have we got any black material?
Yes.
Where?
I'm wearing them. Shall I take them off?
Oh, you can't take them off now.
Why not? We're going to have an early night.
No, I know what we'll do. We'll cover it with the hearth rug.
Ah, blackouted hearth rug. That's me.
Now, you hold the rug and I'll go and get the hammer.
Can you find your way in the dark?
Yes, I know where every piece of furniture in this flat is. Oh, and that's the sideboard.
Well, you won't find the hammer on the sideboard. You know where it is. It's in the scullery. I say this rug's going to fit the window beautifully, Dickie. Have you got the hammer, Dickie? Dickie?
Oh, Dickie, speak to me. Dickie, where are you?
What's the matter, Bing?
Oh, well, I thought you'd left me. Why didn't you answer?
I couldn't. I had my mouth full of text. Oh, I'd swallowed a couple of them.
Oh, that's all right. The doctor said you needed more iron. Was it dark in the scullery?
No darker than in here. Oh, I wish I could strike a match.
Now, Dickie, remember what the gentleman at the town hall said?
Yeah, I remember one thing he said. He said we ought to put crisscross strips of sticky paper over the panes.
What for?
Well, he did say, but I can't remember. Anyway, we ought to do it.
Oh, well, have we got any stamped sticky paper?
No, but we got sandpaper, flypaper and confetti.
Not a question to that answer. Well, come on, we'll never get an early night.
I tell you what we'll do, Big. We'll use our cigarette cards with the sticky backs.
That's an idea, but only the swaps.
Yeah, but we won't be able to see if we're putting them in a nice diagonal pattern.
Oh, never mind. We'll put them on a giggly pickle bee.
Jolly good idea, Big. Giggly pickle bee. You've got plenty of spit.
Yes, Ta.
I hope these are the swaps, Big. I only want the common knotty fig warp to complete the set.
Oh, well, I've got a set. I could do with a clean number 23. Nice flavour, these cards, aren't they?
Jolly good. I think that's enough.
Oh, if we could only see, I bet that looks proper pretty.
Now, Big, we've just got to tack the hearth rug up and we'll have a beautiful blackout.
Well, I've got my end of the rug.
And I got mine.
Well, I'll tack my end up first. Give me the hammer.
Right.
Now, my end's all right. Here's the hammer. You tack your end up.
Okay. That's it.
Oh, blow. My end's fallen down now.
All right, here's the hammer. Tack it up again.
Okay, pal. There you are, that's up again.
Oh, now my end's fallen down.
Oh, this might go on forever, and we must have an early night. I know what we'll do. We'll put one right in the middle to start with.
Jolly good idea, Big. Here's the hammer.
This'll do the trick.
Arthur, now you've broken the window.
Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, you will laugh when I tell you.
What do you mean?
We've been blacking out the overmantel. Well, now we've smashed the overmantel, where is the window?
Let me see. It faces due east, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. I know it faces the servants' bedrooms at the hotel opposite.
Of course. Wait a minute. Ah, here's the window.
Where?
Here, and it's perfectly blacked out. It's so dirty you can't see anything out of it.
Well, that's funny. We only had it cleaned in February.
I know what it is. I'll open it, and I'll bet I'm right.
Oh, I say.
Just as I thought. Mr. Middleton hasn't been to prune the window box. It's like a jungle.
Quick, shut the window in case Johnny Weissmuller jumps out.
Okay. Now we can have an early night. Come on, Big, let's light the gas.
Okay, Stinker.
Whoa, wait a minute.
What's the matter? You going to have one of your nasty turns?
Have you been cutting your toenails?
No.
Well, what's that on the ceiling?
It's a crescent moon.
Well, what's it doing here? It's very low.
Don't be a silly little man. It's shining through the skylight.
Well, it didn't ought. The gentleman at the town hall said that all skylights should be purposely obscene.
Properly obscured.
Oh, blow. That means what, we've got to black out the skylight now.
Well, what we want is something black and sticky.
Well, should we stick our Pontefract cakes over it?
Don't be silly. What are we going to have for breakfast?
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten that. Of course. Why didn't we think of it before?
What?
Mrs. Bagwash's belladonna plaster.
But that won't be big enough to cover the skylight, will it?
Of course it will. It covered up her lumbago and nearly met round the front.
Well, where is it?
It's in the scullery, hanging by the meat safe. Shake the flies off it before you bring it in.
Okay.
Well, hurry up.
All right, don't rush me. I can't see.
All right, and Dickie, keep singing. I don't like being by myself.
Oh, beanie, 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 bella, bella, donna, plaster, love me tonight. A beanie, 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 bella, bella, donna, plaster, love me tonight.
Here it is, Big.
Well, how are you going to stick it up? It's too high. We'll never reach it.
Well, you're a good shot. Spit it on the palms of your hands and throw it up.
But I can't see the skylight.
We'll just throw it at the moon.
Oh, I never thought of that. One, two, and whoops, a plaster.
Good shot, Big, first time. Now we're in complete darkness.
Oh, yes. I wish Northy was here.
Now we can have some light. Give me the matches, Big, and turn on the gas.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait to see the flat.
Eh?
I said I can't wait to see the flat.
I'm afraid you'll have to.
Why?
The gas has been cut off. Now we will have to have an early night.
Be it ever so, drum, there's no place like home.
Do you think we've done enough, Big?
Yes, I've had the money's worth. Bye-bye, playmates.
Cheerio.
Today I saw a little worm wriggling on his belly. Perhaps he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. Good evening. Once again, Muses with Milligan. Or, for a start, Muses with Milligan. I must go down to the sea again, to the lonely sea in the sky. I left my vest and socks there. I wonder if they're dry. Now then, this is a poem about a burning church. I've called it Holy Smoke. Steady now. I am the vicar of St. Paul's, and I'm ringing the steeple bell. The floor of the church is on fire, or the lid has come off hell. Shall I call the fire brigade? Or shall I trust in the Lord? Oh, dear, I've just remembered. I don't think we're insured. Now, what's this, said the fire chief? Is this church C of E? It is, then we can't put it out. My lads are all RC. There you see, I'm not just a pretty face. Any questions? Any money? Among my hobbies, I collect the last words of famous people. There's been a great shortage lately, not only of last words, but of great people. And here are the last crop that I managed to get from a magazine. The last words of Gladstone. I feel better now. Isn't that hell? Somebody had news for him. And Florence Nightingale, even better. I smell burning. Which way are you going, dear? Now, folks, stand by. There was a young woman of Kent who said she knew what it meant. When men asked her to dine, gave her gin, rum and wine, she knew what it meant, but she went. And now, this little poem of mine called The King of China. Ah, oh boy, it often. I have... Let me start. I have never felt finer, said the King of China, sitting down to dine. Then he fell down dead. He died, he did. It was only 9:30. To follow up rapidly, 30,000 savages sitting down to lunch. Gobble, gobble, glup, glup. Munch, munch, munch. It's funny, I tell you. It is. It's too good for you folks. And now I'll give a... There's a little story I saw here. So it says, a baby sardine saw a submarine and asked his mother what it was. And she said, it's a tin full of people, dear. It's funny, I tell you. It's funny. I tell you, I need... Right then. Here's an unusual limerick. It's written by Peter Sellers, Harry Seacon, and myself in the early days. It was written by writing one line, then folding it over and telling the man the last word of the line so he knew the rhyming word. And this is what came out, believe it or not. There was a young man of Bombay on a slow boat to China one day. He was trapped in the tiller by a sex-crazed gorilla, and China's a long, long way.
Good afternoon. I was born and bred in Ivanhoe. I was born at my granny's. That's a nice little village, is Ivanhoe, like what they calls interdenominational. That's got a church, a Ebenezer Strict Baptist, a Wesleyan Reform, a Bethel, and a little Salvation Army made out of corrugated iron. Ah, and when that rains, that don't half rattle. Only, of course, 'tis nice soft water. I'm church myself, St. Mark's, what they calls perpendicular. That was built by the Vikings in the 11th century afore the railway come. There's got some fine old crusaders in it, like these here stone statutes where he lays underneath and they puts these here stone statutes on the lid so's he recognise himself. Only I don't reckon nobody will recognise him, because us have been sharpening our sickles and faggy nooks on him ever since I can remember, and he hadn't got no face then. Us gets into church at night and sharps our sickles and faggy nooks on this year old crusader. Are all over him. I reckon that's the finest bit of sharpening stone in Hertfordshire. Only, of course, nobody don't know that's been handed down like. I had to laugh at our old vicar showing some folks over the church. He says, this year old crusader, he says, was defaced by Oliver Cromwell at the time of the Revelation. I had to laugh. he lays there quite comfortable-like with his old woman alongside him. I reckon that's the finest bit of sharpening stone in Hertfordshire. Only his old woman ain't no good. Can't get no edge out of her. He have a little dog lays at his feet, like a little crusading dog what used to follow after him down by the Crimea. Only I reckon that's more like a whippet, if you ask me. That stands over again the organ. I like music. I used to sing in the choir, only they reckon my voice was a bit too spiteful. I mind old Charlie Hawkins said to me one time, he said, you got a belly full of music, Jimmy, but a bad road out. But I had a tidy good education. I could read when I was 18. Only, of course, not to understand it. Not like that old Miss Piggott what used to play the organ. I hated the sights of her. I couldn't abide her. They reckon her dad was a big army gentleman left over from the mutinies. But she was very hot on the temperance. Ah, I mind she seed my barra stood outside the Rose and Crown one time. I'd been over to get some bean sticks from by the crab tree, and I stood my barra outside the Rose and Crown, and she seen it stood there. So I sees her on the Tuesday, and she starts off at me. She says, I seed your barra stood outside the Rose and Crown, she says. That's intemperance, she says. Look not upon the wine when it is red, she says, because at the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like a adder, Proverbs 25, 31 and 32. But I said, I was never inside the Rose and Crown, I said, I never come near, and she says, I seed your barra stood outside, she says, that's intemperance. So I seed it wasn't no good arguing. I touched me hat and I said, good afternoon. About 3 or 4 days afterwards, I left my barra stood outside her front door all night. That had her.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality. Your constant companion.
Well, there's good comedy this week. Started off with Arthur Araski and Richard Murdoch with Blacking Out the Flat. And then we had The Worm, Return to Sorrento, Holy Smoke, and The Last Works of Famous People with Spike Maligna, that well-known typing mistake. And then we had Over the Gate, a little added treat for you from Bernard Miles. And we have some more more comedy around about the same time next week. Right now, well, this might be funny as well. I'm not sure. It's The Naughty Old Maid of Somewhere, and it's Dorry Dean.
There lives a wicked old Spaniard. In Madrid, he's a terror, what's more. He'll rob you and go around pinching anything that's not nailed to the floor. Oh, that naughty old man of Madrid. Some conjuring tricks once he did. At my sister's wedding, he caused such ado. He made the bride vanish, then he vanished too. Oh, at last when they came back again, the bridegroom was like a big kid. They went off together so happy and glad. 14 days honeymoon wasn't so bad. That's not counting the three that she's already had with that naughty old man of Madrid. Oh, dash it, I've dropped my castanets. Wait a minute, lads, where are they? I've got them. Off we go again. One night he took me out dancing. I was dressed as the spirit of spring. The beads I wore looked so entrancing. I was all right till he cut the string. Oh, that naughty old man of Madrid. In the ballroom, the tango we did. He hugged me and tugged me till I was a wreck. He trod on my toes and he sat on my neck. Oh, he dusted the ballroom with me like two ducks dancing on the hot grid. We sat in an alcove where no one could see all the things that he whispered while there on his knee. But I said, shut up, you're telling me to that naughty old man of Madrid. Oh, that naughty old man of Madrid. One night we went out on the tid. He took me out with him. We drank Lisbon wine. He had 16 Lizzies and then knocked off mine. Oh, he fiddled about with my purse, then touched me for a couple of quid. I wasn't feeling too good on my pegs. He saw me home, I was on my last legs. Next morning I couldn't look at bacon and eggs through that naughty old man of Madrid.
Could only really be Dorry Dean, couldn't it? The naughty old man of Madrid. Hope you enjoyed that. She has a very distinctive voice. I'm just trying to remember the song that that she did. That something about kitchens. I'll look it up and play it next week. Don't worry. Where are we? Gosh, we've only got about 11 minutes to go. So let's have some Vera Lynn.
Yours till the stars lose their glory. Yours till the birds fail to sing. Yours to the end of life's story. This in the gray of December, here or on far distant shores, I've never
when I was born to be just yours.
You're still the star.
Now, and I often hear my old music teacher in my head, and that particular song, I heard it really vividly there at the very end there, where she goes up in notes. Instead of sliding up, she just goes from note one to note two, and we used to slide up and go ooh, and used to drive our music teacher mad, but Dame Vera Lynn, perfect there with Yours. Here's another lady from the same era, perfect as well, Ann Shelton.
Then why am I feeling this way? Too young, so he tells me. He says we'll have to wait. Why wait till it may be too late? He realizes he drives me wild. Is he made of stone? Must he always treat me like a child? Won't he ever own up? We've grown. Sorry, someday just wait and see. He'll wish he had gone steady with me, and he realized he drives me wild. Is he made of stone? He always treat me like a child. Won't he ever own up? We've grown up. Someday he'll be sorry. Someday just wait and see. steady.
Of Ann Shelton there, and Too Young to Go Steady. Two more from me if I'm quick. So here's the first one from Simon and Garfunkel.
Pity moi malade, moi courikai gangan sur l'eau. Pity moi malade, moi courikai gangan sur bon gangan. Sauve la vie moi, namise moi yé. Feyo, sauve la vie moi. Na mi se mwaye yo. Feyo, sove la vi mwa. Na mi se mwaye yo. Peti mwa malat, mwa kurikai gangang si lo. Peti mwa malat, mwa kurikai gangang si lo bon gangang. Sauve la vie, moi, na mise moye, na mise moye.
Saying that song was originally from Haiti. That was Simon and Garfunkel and Fay O. And that's just about it for this edition of Beagley at Night. Thank you so much for joining me for the last 2 hours. If you managed to make it through the whole 2 hours, well done to you. And I'll be back around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again to play us out one of my favourite singers with one of my favourite songs, Dick Hames and When I Grow Too Old to Dream, from me, RB. Good morning.
When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. When I grow dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, that kiss will live in my heart. That kiss.